Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姐妹午安。
May God's peace be with you.
愿神的平安与你同在。
We believe that we have a God who is alive and He is powerful.
我们相信我们有一个神，他是活着的，而且是非常有能力的神。
And because He is a God who is powerful and alive, He is always working.
因为他是这样，他是活着，他是有这样的能力，所以他总是在工作着。
He is working in the churches.
他在教会里面工作。
He is working in the lives of people.
他在每个人的生命中工作。
He is working around the world.
他在这整个世界上工作。
Our God is always working.
我们的神他总是在工作。
And so our job as God's people is to discern what God is doing.And join him in his work.
所以作为神的家里的一份子，我们要的工作就是要知道神他是在做什么，而我们要参与他来这样的工作。
Well, leading Christian leaders, scholars and authorities have agreed that God is up to something.
这些在基督教团体里面的带领的一些带领的学者，还有一些有权力的这些人，他们都相信神在做些什么事情。
God is stirring up a movement.
他神在导致一个新的运动。
And that movement can be summed up in one word.
那这样的一个运动，我们可以用一个字来形容。
It's this word, missional.
也就是这个使命感。
Missional.
使命感。
Not missions, but missional.
不是宣教，而是一个使命感。
Missions means going overseas, cross-cultural ministries.
宣教是指到海外去，到别的文化里面去传扬福音。
But missional is a mindset where we realize that we do not exist for ourselves. We exist to be God's channels of His blessings.
使命感它是一种想法，它是一种思想，它就是我们不为自己活，我们而是为了神，然后要作为神的一个管道来祝福其他的人。
Missions is sending people overseas to spread the gospel.
宣教就是把人送到海外去宣扬福音。
But missional means you realize that you are in a mission field and that you spread the gospel where you're at.
所以那使命感就是你了解你所在的地方就是一个宣教的场地，就是一个传福音的地方。
And so that's why today I'm going to talk about being a missional person.
所以今天的讯息我们要提到它的名称是成为一个有使命感的人。
And we're going to look at a person, and he is not a very well-known person. We don't know too much about him.
我们来看一个人，那这个人并不是很有名的。我们对他的了解并不多。
The Bible did not say too much about him.
圣经上没有提到很多有关他的事。
However, he has the perfect profile of a missional person.
但是呢，这个人他是一个最好的一个有使命感的一个人的形象。
And we're going to see why he is such a good witness for God.And why God is so pleased with him.
所以我们现在来看看为什么他是能够这样的讨神欢心，然后为神做事的一个人。
Well, let's have a Jeopardy question.
我们现在来做那个猜谜游戏。
This person was referred to by Jesus Christ as the greatest person ever lived.
这个人是从出生之后，就是神所说他是最了不起的一个人。
Anybody?
有没有人要回答？
John the Baptist.
施洗约翰。
Look at this verse. Matthew 11:11. Jesus says, I tell you the truth, John the Baptist is greater than any other person ever born.
我们看这样的一个经文，马太福音11:11提到说，我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰。
What a remark!By our Lord Jesus Christ. Why was Jesus so pleased with John the Baptist?
这是多么了不起的一个注解。然后这提到说，为什么施洗约翰是这样的讨神的欢心？
Because he was a missional person.
因为他是一个有使命感的人。
With that in mind, let's read today's passage, John chapter 1, verses 19 to 29.
所以我们现在来念约翰福音一章十九节到三十节。
Okay, so it's printed in your program. Let's read it first in English and then in Chinese.
我们在你们的那个手上单张上面，我们先用英文念一次，再用中文念一次。
Okay, verse 19. Now, this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Christ. They asked him, Then who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, No. Finally, they said, Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of the one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord. Now some Pharisees who have been sent questioned him, Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me. The thongs of those sandals I am not worthy to untie. This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
我们用中文一起来念约翰福音一章十九节到三十节。约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说：“我不是基督。”他们又问他说：“这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？”他说：“我不是。”是那先知吗？他回答说：“不是。”于是他们说：“你到底是谁？叫我们好回复猜我们来的人。你自己说你是谁？”他说：“我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说：修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。那些人是法利赛人猜来的。”他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。”这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
From John's life, we see that a missional person, number one, has strong convictions.
所以在从约翰施洗约翰生活中，我们可以看到一个有使命感的人，他有一个非常强的信念。
Let's look at what Jesus said about John in this passage, Matthew 11. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist.
所以我们来看看下面这一段经节，在马太福音十一章七到十一节。他们走的时候，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说：“你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底是要看什么？是看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里。你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路，所说的就是这个人。我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而天国里最小的比他还大。”
Okay, so commentaries tell us reeds, this is a type of plant that they were light and flexible.
所以在那个解经书告诉我们说，芦苇它是一种植物，它是很软，然后很柔软，然后很轻的一种植物。
And they tend to bend, by just with every breeze, they would bend this way depending on where the wind's blowing.
它会因为风的方向，不管这风多大多小，会为因为风的方向，它就被吹弯了。
And so Jesus, he was asking a rhetorical question here.
所以耶稣基督他问了一个非常有这个有关于修辞学方面的一个问题。
He said, "Who do you expect John the Baptist to be? Do you expect him to be like a tall grass, just blowing in the wind, just bending with every breeze?"
他说，你们希望施洗约翰是怎么样的？是不是就像那芦苇，风吹了就会跟着一起弯来弯去
？Jesus says, "No, that's not John the Baptist. He does not bend under pressure."
他耶稣基督说，那不是施洗约翰，因为他并不会因为有风的方向就被吹弯了。
He was not somebody who would compromise his values and his standards.
Sorry, 他。
He's not someone who compromises his values and standards.
他并不会因为为了他的这个价值，他的价值观来向任何事情妥协。
He was a man of character, of strong convictions.
他是一个有特色，他是一个有非常强烈信念的一个人。
Which is what made John the Baptist's life so powerful, and people could see that.
这就是为什么他的生命是这么样的。这么的坚强，让大家都可以看得到他。
Now, when I think of strong convictions, I think of some people, and I want to show you what they said, and see if you can guess who they are.
当我讲到那个信念很强的人，我就想到一些人。那我现在要来讲这些人，看你能不能猜出他是谁。
Okay, let's look at this next slide.
我们看下一个 slide.
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
这里提到就是说，但是我与我的家会服侍我们的主。
I don't know about you, he said. I don't know about you, but as for me and my household, we will worship God.
他在这里说，我不知道你，但是我对我而言，对我的家而言，我们会来服侍我们的主。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Joshua.
约书亚。
That's right. How about this next one?
下一个。
How then can I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
这里提到说，我怎么能够做这么邪恶的事情来抵挡神呢？
Anybody?
这是谁？Joseph, I think she's
Hannah, say Joseph. Joseph, that's right.
Yes, sir.
See, Joseph, he was hundreds of miles away from home. He could have done anything and no one would have known at home. But he said, how can I do it? How can I sin against God like that?
约瑟那个时候他其实离家有几百里的路，然后如果他做任何事情家里的人也不会知道，但是他还是说，我怎么能做这样的事情来违背神呢？
He was a man of conviction.
他也是一个有强烈信念的一个人。
Okay, let's look at next one.
我们再看下一个。
But he had purpose in his heart not to defile himself with the king's food.
这里提到说，他心里立志，他不会因为所吃的食物来吃国王的食物来亵渎神。
Anyone who said that? Who is this talking about? Daniel, that's right.
但以理。
But we're talking about all you can eat here.
但我们讲的就好像是你什么都可以吃的。
But a man of conviction. Okay, let's next one.
我们再看下一个人。
He said, "The God who we serve is able and will deliver us from your hand. But if even He does not, we want you to know that we will not serve your gods."
这里提到说，我们所侍奉的神，他是能够救我们脱离。你王的手的，但是纵使他没有救我们，我们也要你知道，我们不会来，我们不会服侍你的神。
Anybody who said that?
谁说的
？That's right, the three friends of Daniel.
这里是讲到但以理的三个朋友。
They were thrown into the fiery furnace. They were about to die, but they said, "No, we're not going to serve you. We serve our God alone.
当他们都已经被丢到火炉里，要被烧死的时候，他们还说：“不，我们不会服侍你的神，我们会服侍我们天上的神。”
Next one.
下一个。
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
在这里提到就是说，我活着就是基督，我死了也有益处。
This person says, hey, if you want me to live, that's good. I'm going to keep preaching the gospel. I'm going to keep being the Lord's servant. But if you're going to kill me, kill me, kill me right now. I get to be with Christ. People didn't know what to do with him.
在这边提到这个人呢，他就跟其他人说，他说，如果你要我活着，很好，没有问题，那我就继续传扬主的福音。那如果你要我死的话，也很好，你就来把我杀了吧。所以其他人都不知道对他怎么办。
Who's this? Who said that? Paul.
保罗。
See, there's something beautiful about these people, the lives that they live.
这边有很多很美的地方，就有关于他们怎么活出他们的生活。
And we admire these people because they live their lives with strong convictions.
我们对这些人，我们是又钦佩又羡慕，因为他们活出了一个他们的信念。
Now, as missional people, we must live our lives with convictions.
所以成为一个有使命感的人，我们也要是一个有强烈信念的人。
Why? Because the values of this world keeps on changing.
为什么呢？因为这个世界上的价值观一直在改变。
Have you noticed what was so wrong and unacceptable 10 years ago now is totally acceptable?
你们有没有注意到，在十年前错的事情，在今天都可以被接受了。
Values keep changing.
价值观一直在改变。
And if we don't have strong convictions, we are just going to go with the flow, go with whatever our culture is doing.
如果我们没有很强烈的信念，我们就会顺着这个潮流走。
If we don't have strong convictions, we're just going to please everyone around us and just do whatever they do.
如果我们没有一个强烈的信念，我们就只会取悦我们身边的人，我们做他们做的事情。
But look at this quote.
我们接下来看这个句子。
If you don't stand up for something, then you will fall for everything.
这就是讲说，如果你没有一个能够自己所相信的信念，你就会对任何事情你都可能会偏离，都会跌倒。
Whenever the elections are held, when you see ads about different candidates, you will hear this word a lot.
当我们看到在选举的时候，我们看到很多的广告，那些选举人的广告，我们会听到常常听到这样的一个字。
Character.
这是一个特色。
Convictions.
信念。
Why? Because people want their leaders of their country to have deep moral principles.
为什么呢？因为我们希望我们一个国家的领导人是一个有很深的道德标准的一个人。
We don't want politicians that go to one group, say one thing to another group, and then go to another group and say totally contradictory things about what they just said.
我们不希望说我们所看到是一个政客是见人说人话，见鬼说鬼话的人。
Now people, they drive their convictions from different places.
每个人的信念是从不同地方而来的。
Their upbringing.
他们的家庭的教育。
Their culture.
他们的文化背景。
Their tradition.
他们的传统。
Or their favorite TV host, talk show host.
或者是他们听脱口秀的那个主持人所说的。
Oprah.Right? Or talk show host. So, as believers, where does our convictions come from?
作为一个信徒，我们的信念是从哪里来的？
It should be coming from the Word of God.
我们的信念应该是从神的话语而来的。
Not too long ago, I received an email from one of my girls' Sunday school teachers.
在不久前，我收到我女儿她的主日学老师送来的一封信。
And she was introducing the new quarter and the things that they're going to study and the curriculum.
她在介绍下一季所要主日所学所要教的课程内容。
And she said that every Sunday we're going to talk about very important questions.
她有提到说, 每一个星期天, 我们要谈一个很重要的一个问题。
For example, where does God come from?
例如说, 神从哪里来的?
For example, why does God let bad things happen?
也还有就像, 神为什么让坏的事情发生?
Would Jesus fit in with my friends?
另外就是, 在我跟我朋友当中, 耶稣基督能不能在我们当中呢?
What if being a Christian makes me unpopular?
或者是成为一个基督徒会不会让我变得不受欢迎?
So very important questions that everybody's asking.
这就是现在很多很重要问题,大家问的很重要的一些问题。
And this is how she ended the email. She said, the Grapple curriculum, which is their curriculum that they're using, always direct the student back to God's Word as the ultimate authority on how to grapple with life's challenging questions.
是他在他的那个email里面,他最后是这样讲, 他说他们所用的这一套教材叫Grapple, 那这Grapple呢,他不管是怎么样, 他最后都会引到神的话语, 是最终的权力的所在, 然后用这样神的话语为最高的权力, 来与现在这些社会上的问题, 来一起来回答这些问题。
Now let's face it, we may not agree on everything. We may have different opinion on different issues.
我们都知道我们对很多事情我们有不同的看法。
But as believers in Jesus Christ, I hope that our ultimate authority is the Word of God.
但是成为基督徒, 我希望我们最后的最有权力的就是神的话语。
So let me ask a question before we move on. Do we all have strong convictions? Are we people with strong convictions?
所以让我在这里问这样的问题, 我们是不是有一个很坚强信念的一个人?
And the follow-up question is, did they come from the Word of God, our ultimate authority?
那接下来一个问题就是, 这些我们的信念是不是由神的话语而来的?
So a missional person has strong convictions derived from the Word of God.
所以一个有使命感的人,他是有很强的信念,而这信念是由神的话语而来的。
From today's passage, we also see number two, a missional person is submissive to God's calling.
那第二点我们今天要提到,就是一个有使命感的人呢,他是一个顺服神呼召的人。
Look at Matthew 3:1-2. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们看马太福音三章一到二节,那时有施洗的约翰出来,在犹太的旷野传道,说天国近了,你们应当悔改。That's
the message that God wanted him to preach. Repent, repent, repent. Not very popular message.
那这就是神所要施洗约翰所传的一个讯息，就是悔改，悔改，悔改，悔改。这个并不是一个很受欢迎的一个讯息。And
but everywhere he went, he said, repent. He told people, repent, repent, repent. Wherever he went.
所以，但是不管他到任何地方，他都跟人家说悔改，悔改，悔改。
He wanted them to turn from their sins.
他希望从他们的罪里面他们能够回头。
Now you could just imagine the strong reaction that he evoked from the people, especially those religious leaders.
所以我们可以想象得到他那时候在这些人当中所引起的一个反应, 特别是对这些在他们认为宗教上的领袖。
But he was submissive to God's calling in his life. He kept doing it even though it was not popular.
但是呢,他很顺服神的呼召,他继续的这样的做,然后纵使是这个讯息并不是很受欢迎的。Eventually,
that message, the message of repentance, landed him in jail.
最后呢,他这样的一个讯息让他到了监狱里面去了。And
finally, you know the story, he was beheaded because of it.
最后我们知道他的故事,他最后是被砍头了。John
the Baptist, a missional person, submits to God's calling in his life.
施洗约翰,一个有使命感的人,他顺服神的呼召。
Now, does that mean that John the Baptist never had any doubts?
这是不是就代表施洗约翰从来没有怀疑过呢？
Does that mean he did not have questions in his life?
这是不是他一生当中没有对神没有任何问题呢？
No, look at this passage, Matthew 11:2-3. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else?
并不是的，我们看下面这一段经节，马太福音11:2-3，约翰他在监里听见耶稣所做的事，就打发两个门徒去，问他说，那将来要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人来？
He has some questions himself. He has some sincere questions, honest questions.
他事实上他是有问题，他有很一个很真诚的很诚实的一个问题。
And do you know what he's trying to say? What he's asking God?
你知道他问的是什么吗？
He said, God, did I do something wrong here?
他说，神，我是不是做错了什么事？
God, I try my best to serve you with my life, but what is happening to me?
他说，神啊，我尽量的去服侍你，把我最好的去服侍你。但是你看发生在我身上是什么事呢？
God, why aren't you answering my prayer? Why am I at where I am right now?
神啊，你为什么不回答我的祷告？你把我放在这样的一个地方。
Perhaps today you are asking the same questions.
也许你今天问的是一样的问题。
You're wondering, God, I don't understand. What is going on? What's happening to me, to my family?
也许你也是同样的说，神啊，我不明白为什么这样的事情发生在我的家庭的身上呢？
It's okay. John the Baptist asked the same questions.
没有关系，施洗约翰也问同样的问题。
But in his doubt, he remained obedient and faithful to God's call in his life.
但是呢，他在他有怀疑的时候，他照样的顺服，他照样的很有他有信心的服侍神对他的呼召。
Lastly, number three, a missional person is a person who glorifies God.
第三点是提到一个有使命感的人是一个会荣耀神的人。
Now, Bible scholars, they tell us that John the Baptist was a very important figure in the history of a Bible history.
在我们知道说，施洗约翰他是一个在圣经历史里面一个很重要的一个人物。
He was to be the forerunner of the Messiah, the coming King, Jesus Christ.
他是弥赛亚，也就是这个要来王，他的一个先行者。
Remember, 400 years between Old Testament and New Testament, 400 years of silence.
你记得新约跟旧约当中有400年的没有就是一个很没有神没有对人说话的一段时期。
Everybody was waiting. What is God going to do?
每一个人都在想神接下来要做什么。
And all of a sudden, John the Baptist, he came on to the scene.
在这样的情形之下，忽然之间，施洗约翰来到众人面前。
He was a very important figure. That's why people mistaken him as Messiah, as Elijah, as the prophet.
所以，因为他是这样重要一个人，所以人们就误会他是一个先知，他是以利亚，甚至他是弥赛亚。
Although he was a very important figure, I wonder if you see this a pattern in his life that he kept.Point people to Jesus. Have you seen that?
他在圣经里是一个很重要的人，但是我们看到他生命的一个模式，他总是把人领到指到耶稣基督。
Instead of drawing attention to himself, he kept pointing people to God.
他没有把人的注意力引到他身上，他是把人的注意力指向耶稣。
Listen to how he responded to people's admiration.
那我们看看他。对那个一些对他很尊敬的人的一些他的回答。
Verse 23, he says, I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord. I am only the voice. I'm just a voice.
他说他是在那旷野里喊着的声音。他说我只是一个声音。
He's the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie.
他提到就说 他是我以后才来的人，我给他解鞋带都不配。
Another translation translates it as, I am not even good enough to be his slave.
那另外一个翻译是说，我连做他的奴隶都不配。
And he's not just saying that, he really meant it. He lived that out in his life.
他并不是只是说，他真正的是有这样的认为，在他生命中他是这样的认为。
There's one time John the Baptist, he was out in the countryside of Judea, and he was baptizing people.
那有一次他在施洗约翰在犹大地，他在为人施洗的时候。
But on the other side of Jordan, Jesus was baptizing.
那在约旦河的另一边，基督耶稣基督在那里为人施洗。
And more people, instead of coming to John the Baptist, they started going, more and more people start going to Jesus.
有越来越多的人呢，他们没有到施洗约翰那里，而是到了耶稣基督那里。
And people asked John the Baptist, people asked him, John, you know that new guy that you're talking about? Nobody's coming to you, everybody's going to him now.
那有人就到他面前讲，他说，约翰，你知道那个人吗？那新来的那个人。那他们现在有人家不到你这里的，他们跑到他那边去了。
Now imagine this. Baptizing was everything he knew, right? Baptizing people was his, after all, he was called John the Baptist. That was his identity.
所以我们知道，我们想一下，施洗这件事是约翰唯一知道要怎么做的事情。他是被人家称为施洗约翰，也就是他的身份是被定义为一个施洗的人。
But now nobody's coming to him to get baptized from him. What do you expect him to do?
但是现在呢，他是施洗的人，但是人家不到他这里来施洗了，那你期待他做怎么样事情呢？
Look at his response.
所以我们看看他怎么样的回应。
Verse 29 of chapter 3, he said, "The bride belongs to the bridegroom." The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and it is now complete.
我们看一下在第三章二十九节提到，他有说到，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。他必兴旺，我必衰微。
You know what he's saying? He says, you know, it's kind of like the wedding. Well, I am just the best man.
但他讲的就是说，他说这就好像一个婚礼，我只是一个伴郎。
My job is to serve the groom.
我要做的工作呢，就是服侍这个新郎。
I am meant to stand aside.
我本来就是应该站在旁边的。
It's not about me, it's about him.
这不是我，而是他。
John knew exactly where his place was.
约翰他知道他所站的角色是什么。
You know, when I read John the Baptist, his words, I see a pattern.
当我读约翰施洗约翰的时候，我看到有一个形式。
Whenever he talks about himself, he uses a very soft voice.
他每次提到他自己的时候，他就用很小的声音。
But when he talks about Jesus, he raised his voice.
但是他一谈到耶稣，他的声音就大起来了。
For example, when he talks about himself, he says, "I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy."
譬如说他提到他自己的时候，他说我是不配的，我是不配的。
But when he talks about Jesus, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God."
但是他提到耶稣之后，他就说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
That's a missional person.
这就是一个有使命感的人。
You know what our struggle is?
你知道我们自己的挣扎在哪里吗？
While none of us would never call ourselves the Lamb of God.
我们中间没有一个人会称我们自己是神的羔羊。
You know what we do?
你知道我们做什么吗？
Behold, I am unworthy.
那我们反而是很大声说，看啊，我不值得。
I know I'm unworthy, but look at me.
我知道我是不配的，但是你们看着我。
Look at my accomplishments, all my hard work.
你看看我所成就的事情，我的这些努力的工作。
I know I'm unworthy, but look at my children.
我知道我不配，但是你看看我的孩子。
I know I'm unworthy, but look at all my possessions.
我知道我不配的，但你看我所拥有的。
While we know we're unworthy, and we call ourselves servants of God, when it's all said and done, so often it is still about us.
这对我们来说，虽然我们知道自己不值，我们所做的，我们只是一个神的仆人，但是我们所做的，还是一切都是有关于我自己。
Verse 30, the famous words of John the Baptist, he said, he must become greater, I must become less.
第三章三十节提到这非常有名的施洗约翰说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That's the prayer of a missional person.
这就是一个有使命感的人的祷告。
May that be our prayer as well, that Jesus Christ, He would become greater, and we, as His followers, we would become less and less.
这就是我们的，也希望这是我们大家祷告，我们的主耶稣基督，他会兴旺，而我们会越来越衰微。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me end today's message by sharing a testimony with you.
最后我跟大家做一个分享。
Many, many years ago, something happened and I can never forget.
很多前年前发生一些事，我到现在都不能忘记。
Our family, the Liu family, we got together and we were celebrating our grandparents' anniversary, 50th anniversary.
在很多年前，我们庆祝我们的祖父母他们五十年的结婚周年纪念日，我们整个刘家一起去庆祝。
And so, we've decided to make it really big, and we chipped in a lot of money, and everybody flew all over the country to gather in California, Southern California, to have this big celebration.
我们决定要把这个做得很盛大，所以我们大家就把钱放进去。说从各地的我们的亲戚就飞到了加州，然后我们要来一起庆祝这样的一个盛大的节日。
And we invited many people to attend this. We feel like very meaningful celebration of God's faithfulness in our family.
那我们觉得很重要，所以我们请了很多人，然后来我们一起来庆祝这样的一个节日。
And you know, my grandparents, my grandpa, he used to be a pastor, and he was a pastor in Taiwan. So many people flew even from Taiwan overseas to come and gather together in Southern California to celebrate this very meaningful event.
那我的祖父他是一个牧师，他在台湾的一个牧师，所以甚至于说他在台湾的有很多人从台湾飞到南加州来参加这样的一个活动。
Well, right before the ceremony, all of us, we were in that social hall. It was really big, and we, the family members, we were all there decorating.
所以在那个我们聚会的地方呢，我们所有的家庭的成员，我们就在那里布置。
And then when the time was up, all of us, we rushed into the restroom and we start changing. We start putting on something formal.
那时间到的时候呢，我们所有的人就赶快跑到洗手间，大家就开始换衣服，要换一个比较正式的衣服。
So I brought my change of clothes in a garment bag.Into the restroom to change.
所以我就带着我那个放在袋子里面很好的袋子里面的衣服，然后拿到洗手间去换衣服了。
And so it was there. I put on my nice white starched shirt.
那我就把我那个白色烫得很挺的衬衫穿上去。
I put on my power tie.
然后我的那个很漂亮的、很有力的一个领带。
And I put on my black suit.
那我就把我的那个黑色的西装穿上去。
And my shining shoe.
然后我的很亮的一个双鞋。
Wait, how come there's only one shoe?
哎，等一下，为什么那只有一只鞋？
Where did the other shoe go?
那另外一只鞋到哪去了？
Wait, is in my rental car?
也许是在我租的车子里。
No, I ran out there. It wasn't there.
然后我就跑去看，就不在那里。
I search all over the place. It wasn't there.
所以我就到处看，结果哪里都不在。
I thought, oh no, I must have left it up here in Seattle.
那我就想，惨了，我一定把它留在西雅图。
Oh no, what am I going to do?
那我现在该怎么办呢？
And I had no choice, but I wore these really casual shoes.
所以我就没有选择，我只好把我那很不正式的鞋子穿上。
I felt like, you know that movie Forrest Gump?
你们有看过那 Forrest Gump 这一部电影吗？
Right, he was wearing his suit, but he was wearing his tennis shoes. I felt like Forrest Gump!
我就觉得我好像他一样，我是穿着很正式的服装，但是穿着一个那个运动鞋。
And the ceremony, when it was time to start, they had...as families, one by one, walking to, into the sanctuary.
所以呢，我们在这个庆祝开始的时候，我们家里的成员一个一个的就走到那个礼堂里面去。
The room was packed with people.
这所有里面，满满的都是人。
I was so nervous.
我就很紧张。
Even when I sat down and the entire ceremony.I was so nervous.
在整个典礼当中，我纵使我坐下来，我还是很紧张。
I was like, why am I so stupid?
我就在说，我怎么这么笨？
What was I thinking?
我到底在想什么？
And of course, the whole time, that just kind of ruined the whole ceremony, right? Because I was like, what am I doing?
他就整天想说，我到底在做什么？好像就把这整个这么好气氛给破坏了。
And so.The ceremony, when the ceremony is over and people left.
当这个整个典礼结束，然后人大家一一的离开的时候。
And the, afterwards, when the whole thing's over and we're taking down the decorations.
那所有整件事情结束之后呢，我们就把所有的装饰品拿下来。
It dawned on me.
所以这时候我就忽然之间有这样想法。
Nobody cared about the shoes I was wearing.
没有一个人在乎我穿的是什么鞋。
Nobody was paying attention to me.
没有人能够真的是注意到我。
And I realized I was stressed out for no reason.
那我就忽然觉得说我那么紧张是一点理由都没有了。
But I had missed the purpose of us, me flying down to LA to celebrate God's faithfulness in our family.
对，所以呢，我反而是我们。真正来到这个庆祝的一个目的，我反而没有去珍惜它。
And instead of enjoying the ceremony, instead of enjoying the celebration of God's faithfulness, I was concerned about my shoes.
所以在那里面呢，应该是要对整个就是要来一个庆祝神他的对我们的信实，但是我整个过程当中，我所注意到就是我的鞋子。
I missed the point.
我没有达到，我没有真正做到应该重视的。
I have a feeling, my friends, and I want to reason with you. I have a feeling that one day, many of us, when we stand before Jesus,
我在这里跟我跟大家讲，当有一天我们在耶稣的面前的时候。
At the end of our lives, I have a strong feeling that when we see Jesus Christ,We will have it dawned on us that we spend a lot of time and energy focusing on ourselves when it was supposed to be on Jesus.
当我们在我可以跟大家讲，当我们在生命结束的时候，当我们面对耶稣基督的时候，我们会忽然之间领悟到，有很多时间我们所花在我们生命上的时间，而没有把那时间真正的注视真正的在耶稣基督的身上。
On that day when we see Jesus Christ and His glory and His majesty, we're gonna realize all our lives we focus on ourselves when we should have focused on Him.
所以当我们见到耶稣基督的时候，我们看到他的伟大。当那个时候，我们忽然之间注意到，我们其实在我们生命中有很多时刻，我们是。注意的是我们自己。
And that this life that He has given us, this life, this gift from God, is not supposed to be about us, but it was supposed to be about Him.
而我们的这一生，我们活在这里，他给我们的这样的一个礼物，其实我们不是应该重视我们自己，我们是应该我们的焦点应该是要集中在耶稣基督身上。
May God help all of us.
愿神帮助我们每一个人。
To live our lives.
让我们活着这样的生活。
Driven by God's purposes.
是由神的目的所引导出来的生活。
To live as missional people.
活出一个使命感的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让请祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us.
我们在天上天父，我们感谢你与我们说话。
Lord Jesus, we admit that we have spent a lot of time and energy worrying, stressing out about ourselves.
主啊，我们承认在很多的时间，我们注意的是我们自己。
Lord, today, Lord, as a response to the reminder that you have for us today, Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, we want to focus on you.
主啊，让我们今天的回应，对你的讯息的回应，我们要跟你说，我们愿意把我们的焦点放在你的身上。
We want to seek your heart and your will.
我们愿意寻找你的心，你的愿望。
We want to live our lives so that people, when they see us, they can see you.
我要活出一个，当人们看到我的时候，就能看到你的生命。
I pray a special prayer for the people of True Light.
我在这里特别为真光教会祷告。
That every one of us would indeed be true light of the world.
每一个在真光，每一个人都能够真正的成为这世界的真光。
That they would see Jesus more and more.
我们会越来越多的看到主耶稣基督。
Would you use us for your glory?
你求主你使用我们，为了你的荣耀而使用我们。
Help us to become missional people.
让我们成为一个有使命感的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.